Puls.
Ehrengäste.
Ich freue mich sehr über unsere Gäste heute im Plattenbau, Tom und Josh von der Band Jungle. Guys, thank you so much for joining me.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
After 4 years, you finally released some new songs this spring. House in LA is one, and the other one is called Happy Man. How nervous were you before these songs dropped? Because people had been waiting for a long time.
We don't really kind of build up the pressure in our heads. We were just excited to get the kind of emotions and the music out there, I think. It's great when you hear the feedback from your fans, and the fact that they liked them was really great.
Yeah, I think we'd also been playing these songs live for a long time before we released them on the record. So, you know, we'd had an amazingly positive reaction from our fans, and we went and played some really small shows to test out the new tracks. And so, yeah, I mean, we were just really excited, and it's almost like you want to have it on Spotify to listen to it yourself, so you can walk down the street finally listening to your tracks.
Do you listen to your own music on Spotify?
Yeah, I think it's important to. I think, we play that every day. It's just nice to kind of hear it in the context of other people's music, because you know, it's only then that you sort of understand, you know, where it sits in within alongside other things. And obviously we're producers, so, you know, we're kind of constantly like checking how it sounds. Is the bass as good as the bass on this track? Are the drums like a good sound compared to other people's tracks out now? So yeah, it's all part of the game.
House in LA, the song, is an especially interesting one. I think it's slower and really hazy. What kind of atmosphere were you trying to capture on that song?
Well, I think, you know, we wanted to do something. We'd always done kind of like mid-tempo tunes, and for us it was kind of the first foray into like doing something really, really slow and kind of trying like a ballad in some respects. And it kind of came out of this melody that we had lying around, and it just got developed and developed. It was like a big painting that was sitting in the studio for ages, and we'd keep coming and putting different layers on of it. And I think it sort of has like a wall of sound vibe, and you know, it's romantic and cinematic.
That song also has the line, 2 whole years on the rewrite. Is that a reference to the work? Like,
yeah, it's two whole years on a rewrite. I think it is a little bit of a reference to the process, and you know, we were writing music, and then this experience happened, and you know, I kind of fell in love with somebody and kind of put the music on the back for it, and then you know, that relationship ended, which kind of threw me personally back into the kind of music. And I suppose it was almost we had to change what this music was about, or change what the songs were about.
I mean, you're always already mentioning it, but did the work on this new record go like you planned it, or did you have to maybe stop and make a fresh start?
I think you know, we started in a way that was like, okay, we know what we're doing. But with every record you make, I think you have to relearn the process, and you can't just apply it like maths. There's no formula to making good music. It's just being open to experimentation and allowing things to just happen. And if you're too pre-prescribed, or you want to make a formula for it, it doesn't work like that.
You went to live in California for a while, right?
Indeed, yes.
Yeah, and what made you decide to move there? Was it what you hoped for?
I fell in love with somebody who lived there, so it could have been any city. It just happened to be that one. I think for me it was like, if you move somewhere from your home city, it gives you a sense of freedom and a sense of like you have nothing holding you down. You don't have a house, you don't have a car, you're just a person with one bag. And there is something very freeing about minimalizing your life down to its core aspects. What do I need? Like a toothbrush and maybe a bit of money in my pocket, and I can do anything. And I think that was the feeling.
And with what feeling, I don't know, do you still live in LA?
No, obviously not. I kind of came back to England to finish the record.
To be with me again.
I wanted to know, so with what kind of feeling did you come back?
Came back with
heartbreak,
I think. And I think that was the kind of weird up and down. And funnily enough, as painful as the experience was to me personally, it kind of helped the music, weirdly.
Under every Facebook update you have posted recently, someone will ask the question, when's the new album coming out? And I think it was just...
I'm asking the same question, you know what I mean? Like, I'm liking all those comments.
Okay.
We like to tease people, we like to make people wait. And, you know, I think for us, in this day and age, everything's so available, like, straight away. Like, I remember watching a TV advert for this great TV show, and, like, it was, like, coming next Monday. And I was like, oh... You know, you're so used to being able to press a button and play that TV show. You know, only 5-10 years ago, we were living in a society where everything was programmed and channeled to you. Now it's you choose. So I think we're trying to kind of take back that suspense and build a bit of anticipation to the record.
But I think it was just yesterday that you finally dropped the date and the title.
It is indeed, yeah. We're really happy to announce that the album's going to be out on the 14th of September. You know, it's something that we've been working really hard for, and we're really super proud of it. We think we've made a better record than our first one, which is all we could have asked for ourselves personally. You know, it's definitely a healing record for us. So, yeah, we just can't wait to share it with the rest of the world now.
We were lucky enough to be able to listen to some of the new songs, and they are great. I think, personally, I like this album better than the other one, than the first one. And I think there's a little bit, there's more variety in it. There are different ways of singing and some more atmospheric songs. And to me, it feels like an album, like something that is meant to be listened to as a whole. Was that the kind of record you were trying to make?
Well, that's how we digest music, really. You know, we're massive fans of proper albums. You know, whether it's like, you know, the concept albums of the 70s, you've got like Pink Floyd, you've got Marvin Gaye, the Beatles, the Beach, like all of that stuff is just, you know, classic records that from start to finish tell a story. And that's a really potent thing. I think the world today is so obsessed with fast culture, and like everyone seems to have a very short span of attention. So the only thing that feels, you know, it feels like the right thing to do to kind of go against that and to give people a proper album again.
I mean, since you guys first broke out around 2013-14, we noticed that a lot of new bands imitate your sound, or at least are influenced by it. I mean, people like Tom Misch or the band Parcels from Australia. How does that make you feel?
I mean, it's great, you know. I think if people are inspired,
imitation is a form of flattery, right?
Well, we went to, you know, I always remember going to this Strokes concert when I was 15, and like how inspired I felt after I came out of that concert led me to go and create music. And if we can do the same and inspire other people to go and make music, then that's a great thing.
We interviewed the guys from Mount Kimby last year, and they said that they often listen to internet radio stations to find inspiration or discover new music. Is that something you do as well?
Yeah, NTS is a really, really brilliant internet radio platform. It's based in the UK, and we've got a lot of friends who work there and DJ. I think in general, Spotify as well, the Spotify playlists and online, because of streaming services and how easy it is to access so much music from around the world, I think that's been really beneficial for musicians and for listeners, because it just opens up everybody's horizons. It opens up people's cultural interests and gives them influences from cultures that aren't their own. And I think that's only a positive thing.
And in what kind of situation do you listen to music? I mean, do you have the time to, I don't know, sit at home and really listen to music, or do you consume it on the way to, I mean, you're a lot on tour, I think. And
it depends. So, you know, I like to have a vinyl collection. This is something that I...
Your vinyl collection is really, really great.
Thanks, mate. Thanks.
He just got the OK Computer box set. And
the very special edition from XL, yes.
Extremely special edition.
But it depends. So a lot of music I listen to on the move. I kind of feel like, for me, music soundtracks a lot of what I do in my life, whether I'm on the train going somewhere or walking to see some friends or cycling. You know, I've always got music on because I enjoy that. I enjoy kind of attaching music and emotions to journeys and places, and that's kind of really cool for me. But also, you know, it's great to sit down with a vinyl and listen to it from start to finish, because ultimately that's how they were made. They were made to be listened to from front cover to back cover.
It's interesting that, isn't it? Because it's quite hard to skip the vinyl to like pick other tracks in if you're listening to a vinyl.
Mm.
It's quite a process to go, oh, okay, I'm going to have just listen to track 2 and then I'm going to listen to track 8.
It's impossible.
It's quite annoying.
Well, it's not impossible, but
it's very precise. Yeah, you know, yeah. You can do that so easily on Spotify, but I think it'd be
you have to get up on when you change.
Yeah, I think listening to a physical record is a more immersive experience. You know, it's like the difference between watching a movie on an iPhone or being at IMAX.
There's a feeling of like a projector going. It makes the record feel slightly more important at that time. I think when you listen to it digitally, you have that ability to skip and control it and move it around. Imagine going to see, you know, the latest Batman release and you in the cinema with everybody and you had a remote control which could just pause and fast forward it. You know what I mean? Like,
I want to watch the last scene before I watch the first scene.
Yeah, let's watch the ending on repeat first for about 10 minutes, and then we'll go back and have a look at the beginning and realize we didn't want to watch it anyway.
Thank you so much for the interview, Tom and Josh from the band Jungle. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you for having us. Nice to see you.